Well, his most elaborate attack comes in 1543, a 200-page treatise entitled On the Jews and Their Lies. And that tells you the focus of attack. Luther is attacking their words. Once again, everything for Luther is about words. Words are the things of power for Luther. Words are what it's all about. He attacks what the Jews say, not what they do. It's not that they killed Christ, for instance. You know, he blames the Jews for killing Christ, but everyone is really responsible for killing Christ. It's not distinctive of the Jews. He has that typical Christian habit of thinking, saying the Jews killed Christ, not the Romans. But that's a minor detail, because in fact, everyone's responsible for killing Christ by their sins, and that's not what's driving Luther's attack on the Jews. His attack on the Jews is attack on their lies, he says. That is, all these things which they say which he thinks are false. For instance, he begins this treatise by attacking their boasts, he says. They're proud of their fleshly descent from Abraham, of circumcision, of their Mosaic law, that is the law of Moses, the land of Israel. They put their trust in these things that they're proud of, these things of the flesh. That in effect, they're putting their trust in justification by works, not justification by faith alone. That's their big lie. Well, okay, that's a standard theological attack that Luther makes against lots of people. And so, once again, what's generating the attack on the Jews here from Luther is Luther's distinctive theology. The Jews want to put trust in things other than faith. Well, we've heard that attack before, and not just against the Jews. He'll also say the Jews speak for the devil, right? But of course, we've heard this also in Luther's attack on many other opponents. They speak for the devil, he thinks, because they consciously, against their own conscience, contradict the clear Christian meaning of the Old Testament. And now we're getting close to the heart of the issue. Once again for Luther, right, the enemy that he's attacking is lying because they're misinterpreting, they're uncertain about, they're twisting the meaning of the Bible. Their interpretation of the Bible is the real underlying issue. And notice how this is different from the kind of genteel anti-Semitism. Right? The Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, as Christians call it, is not obsolete for Luther. Far from it. Right? The Jewish Bible is a Christian book. That's the whole issue for Luther. That's at the very center of his attack on the Jews. The Jews don't realize that the Old Testament is a Christian book. It bears witness to Jesus Christ. They're trying to twist the Bible and say that it's not about Jesus. That's the fundamental issue that he attacks them on, and that's where the real anger and animus comes from. And so you see, Luther's attack on the Jews fits the same pattern as his attack on lots of other enemies. They're misreading the scripture. They're misinterpreting it. They ought to know better. Right? They know that this doesn't really mean what they say what it means. They're lying against their own conscience. They're speaking for the devil. And I want to have nothing to do with them. I don't want to encourage anyone to believe them. I will certainly not be associated with their theology. We got to fling some filth at them to make sure that everyone stays away. Now, one of the striking things about Luther's attack on the Jews is that it's a change of mind. It comes in 1543, a few other treatises in about the same time, all in the last decade of his life. 2 decades earlier, in 1523, he writes a lovely little book called That Jesus Christ Was Born a Jew, right? Recognizing, oh, wait a minute, our Savior is a Jewish guy. In that treatise, he's actually attacking the Pope. He says that the persecution of the Jews by Christians is one more bad idea of the papist church. He says, our fools, the popes, the bishops, and so on, have up to this time treated the Jews in such a way that anyone who wished to be a good Christian would almost have had to become a Jew. If I had been a Jew and had seen such dolts and blockheads govern and teach the Christian faith, I would sooner have been a hog than a Christian. He sympathizes with the Jews in 1523. Look at the papacy. I'd rather be a hog than one of those folks. I could understand why Jews don't want to have anything to do with Christians. On the other side of it, he expressed the hope that once the gospel has been recovered and the Jews get treated kindly by Protestants, then all you have to do is present them with some good scriptural arguments and they'll convert to Christianity. Right? Stop persecuting them. Argue scripture with them. And what he does at the end of the treatise is he presents a series of texts from the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, and says, well, look, if you show these to the Jews and show them that it, what they imply is that the Messiah has to be Jesus, then they'll convert. Because, of course, you see the issue. Every Jew will admit, well, in the Jewish Bible, there's predictions of a Messiah, right? There's lots and lots of messianic passages about the Messiah in the Old Testament. But